This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friday, you gotta love it. How you doing? Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. With Todd the Radio God, I'm Scott Hennon, and we are waiting to chat with you here today on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You just pick up the phone and call us at 800-228-0550, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. Anybody out there have jaw pain? You grind your teeth? Maybe you can't sleep due to TMJ pain? But you know what? The folks at MyPillow have helped some folks. Shauna says, I was skeptical that a pillow would make such a difference. However, I now sleep through the night without waking from face pain due to TMJ and teeth grinding. So I ordered more pillows for my kids so they can enjoy a good night's rest, too. Thank you for making me a believer. Well, thank you, Shauna, for listening. We appreciate it. MyPillow.com. Hey, we get calls like this, letters like this, emails like this all the time. That's why it's so fun to talk about this. It has a 10-year warranty. It has a 69 money-back guarantee. And if you use the promo code SCOTT, you get a 50% savings. Two-for-one deal on whatever you ultimately purchase. So it's a really good deal. 800-506-9028 is the telephone number. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. Take it in. All right, let me get back to the phones. We've been talking about a lot of things today. Donald Trump and National Review wrote some critical essays about him and have since been bounced from a debate next month that they were supposed to host. That discussion has prompted some folks liking and not liking Donald Trump today on the program as we get closer to the nomination a day. So some of you are talking about that. The voter ID lawsuit that is in the news. You have members of the Chippewa Turtle Mountain Reservation in North Dakota that have Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa, who claim that the recent changes of the state's voter ID law infringe on their right to vote. So they are suing the state, U.S. District Court. They are saying, among other things in their complaint, that they were refused the right to vote in November because their tribal ID didn't list their current residential address. They're saying some tribal members can't afford a new tribal ID or the documentation needed to obtain a state driver's license or non-driver ID card. So they don't like that. Valley City been in the news. A lot of things we're covering, but we want to find out what's on your mind. Freedom Friday, we'll talk to Clint Romache. Sergeant Romache has the Medal of Honor for his actions in Afghanistan. Recent guest of Congressman Kramer at the State of the Union address. We'll talk about that and his upcoming book on Freedom Friday today on What's On Your Mind. So a lot to get to, here today on the program, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments. Who's waited the longest? Rick in Fargo, get you in here quickly. Hello, what's on your mind? Rick, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Yeah, morning, Scott. I'm voting for Trump, but when KKR bought Fleet Farm, I changed my vote to Bernie Sanders. You people better wake up. Wall Street is buying up America, and they're flipping it over to the Chinese and the Indians and the Israelis.
So you were a Trump voter, but you're now a Bernie voter.
Yep.
Because you think if Bernie is president, you know, what, Wall Street doesn't exist? The Wall Street is reined in?
No,
what?
It takes a good Jewish man like Bernie to go after those snakes in New York. He knows what's going on. Now, whether we end up getting more taxes, I don't know. But Wall Street is inhaling this country. Everything is owned by very few people. Most people don't realize it. But just watch. Just take a look with you. Who owns everything? Very few people are controlling everything.
Do you think Trump wouldn't? I mean, something that actually kind of appeals to me about Trump is he's beholden to no one, right? I mean, nobody owns Trump, and he's not.
You think he's beholden to no one? He was in Atlantic City in the casino business. That's Jewish organized crime, pal. He's owned by the organized crime.
Yeah. I don't think Donald Trump's owned by anyone, but Rick, all opinions are welcome on the program. Let's keep him on the straight and narrow. But voting for Bernie Sanders makes me question just a little bit of where you're where your vision of America is compared to ours. A lot different. Chad in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yeah, your last caller is a kook. The Bernie Sanders is really, he's a socialist. This country is founded on freedom. This gentleman basically wants to, what he's trying to say, is trying to ruin the United States, trying to get away free, free, free. All these young kids are basically thinking that they'll never have to pay it. It will come to roost. One day we will be paying for the sins of the past. I think Donald Trump or Ted Cruz are our only chance to get this country back in order. Obama basically took us down a road that we should never, ever gotten down. But a lot of these congressmen and senators should have term limits. And the fact of the matter is, besides term limits, some of these guys have been bought and paid for. But yes, he's right a little bit by Wall Street. But the thing of it is that Donald Trump has stated that these asset managers and stuff like that don't pay any taxes. I think we need to give Donald Trump or Cruz the shot to basically turn us around, because we are going down a road that Bernie Sanders, a 74-year-old guy that basically wants to think that everybody that went out there in blood, sweat, and equity should have to pay to the guy that doesn't want to work. And the thing about Mills Fleet Farm, they sold out to the highest bidder. The family did because of the fact that they have an antique distribution center.
Yeah,
and they're the only ones that could do it.
That's a good point, Chad. I did follow that story. It was interesting. And by the way, that caller, if you're going to go from Trump to Sanders, you never were Trump, right?
Oh, I agree with you.
I have a hard time believing that. But let's set that aside for a second. He said what tripped him was when the buyout of Mills Fleet Farm. The folks at Mills Fleet Farm basically said we're stuck right where we're at. You mentioned the distribution network that they had and everything else. What, I mean, first of all, I think they're a great store. I love Fleet Farm, and these people clearly want to take it to the next level. They remain involved in the management, and they partner with a company and some capital that comes from. There's a lot of stories on how family-owned businesses were taken to the next level with dollars like that. So I don't think just because of the dollars come from an entity that has done that before. Somehow makes them evil. It's kind of crazy.
But do they realize, though, that, like when they're sitting there saying, when they wanted to go with 401ks, a savings plan, instead of having to replace Social Security, do these people realize that you get 0% interest on your money that you give to the federal government? You could do a heck of a lot better by basically putting money in T-bonds or the bank or whatever. At least the money would accrue some interest that they are not getting. Most of these people that are getting there that want to vote Democrat or vice versa want this Bernie Sanders, that they're on the gravy train. They want everything for free, or they've been on welfare and that, and we have to pay for them, but they don't want to do anything for it. Sorry for my rant.
No, it's a good rant, Chad. That's what we're here for. We're a release valve, see? That's why we ask what's on your mind, because we want to know some good points. Michael in Williston, go all the way to the other end of the state. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I have one comment and one question. The comment is about the business class situation. I just wanted to say, if Nick Saban or some football coach from a bigger college or something were to fly first class, nobody would think anything of it. This guy is doing business for the academics of the school, and how do the other schools represent themselves? If it was a bigger college, would anybody think of saying anything to somebody from a bigger college using business class? And do we want to, be competitive with those schools academically, and how would they handle things administratively? And then my question was, as far as this not being able to vote in North Dakota for the Republican race, is there a Democratic race that people can switch their voter registration over to Democrat and do their part to keep Hillary Clinton out?
Well, chaos? Yeah, they would have to switch their registration in most states. Obviously, North Dakota doesn't have voter registration, so you don't have the issue in North Dakota, but in most states. Although, in North Dakota, you have to vote all one side of the aisle, right? So if you're voting Democrat for her for president, you got to go Democrat all the way down.
Oh, okay.
As I recall. But your question is Is what? Tell me your question again.
Like, if we can't vote for Republicans, are we able to change, you know, if you're a registered Republican, are you able to switch to a registered Democrat and instead of that vote for, you know, Bernie Sanders just to keep Hillary Clinton out?
Yeah, no, we don't have a voter registration here, so it wouldn't pertain here. But you may remember in the Hillary versus Obama era, there was Rush Limbaugh coined the phrase Operation Chaos, where the idea was, you know, get as many people as possible to vote for Hillary to drag the thing out when it looked like Obama was running away with it. Right? That was what. What he was trying to do, drag that thing on, because of course they were fighting each other. So I don't know if that's what you're suggesting, but if you're talking about North Dakota, it can't happen here. Michael, appreciate the call. Stuart in Garrison has some kudos for Todd. Tom in Castleton says Donald Trump's a doorknob, and Peter in Bismarck wants to talk Ted Cruz and others in the race. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Faith, Family, and Freedom. The North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family in the public square, standing for faith, defending our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience, standing for our time-tested traditional family values, standing for freedom in America, one nation under God, standing for life, marriage, and religious liberty. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to ndfa.org. That's ndfa.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Wade, sad day, sad anniversary.
I don't know that I heard that real well. I'll roll that again. Todd's a short comment.
Roe versus Wade, sad day, sad anniversary.
Oh, there you go. He's answering a question that I asked earlier. What is January 23rd? Today, January 23rd, 1973, marks the day that Roe versus Wade became the law of the land. It is a sad day. I'm with you. I tell you, if I didn't have a wife and three wonderful children and business partner and co-workers that I needed to go to work for every day and with, I think I would just, you know, make it my mission to say I'm every breath I take until I'm no longer taking one, I'm going to make sure people wrap their minds around the fact in North Dakota, we end the life of a baby about a kindergarten-sized class every single week. You know, when you hear big numbers like 56 million, and that's the national number since Roe versus Wade, there are 56 million less people in this world because of a decision by the United States Supreme Court. Wrap your mind around that. And, by the way, while the Holocaust was happening in Germany, all of Hitler's thumb, okay, and what he was doing, there were people that just stuck their fingers in their ears and went la, 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 partly out of fear of not wanting to become noticed by the Nazis, and partly out of just, what can I do about it? Famous stories about when the trainloads of the victims would come by churches on their way to the gas chamber, the church's response was to sing louder so they couldn't hear the wailing of the people coming by. How's that for sticking your head in the sand? Many of us are doing the same thing when it comes to this issue. Kudos to Governor Jack Dalrymple for proclaiming this Sanctity of Human Life Week and talking about the cherished fundamental principle of the American people. Life from the unborn child to the senior citizen is the most valued part of our society. And the protection and preservation of human life is the principal duty of every citizen in their duly constituted governments, including national, state, and local. All North Dakotans encouraged to take appropriate steps to recognize the dignity of human life and its paramount place in our society. You can look everywhere. Today we're talking about a lawsuit among Native Americans who feel their rights have been violated. Spring deal, right? How many people, talk about their Black Lives Matter. Hey, what about me? What about... Right there in the Constitution, the right to life could not be more clear. The right to life. And it is taken from, 50,000 in North Dakota. If you extrapolate out about 1,200 a year, your third biggest city. Gone. Or 56 million nationally. It's just, it's unthinkable. It really is. So I hope if nothing else, you take a day like today, watch the March for Life efforts. There's a lot of North Dakotans participating, which is wonderful. They're getting the word out. And just have a conversation with a neighbor, friend, a coworker about this. Once people think it through and get away from the, they're talking about abortion again. When does life begin? Conception? The heartbat? When do you think? For me, it's conception, but I mean, you got to pick a place. It's not a women's issue. It's not health. It's not anything else. It's basic common sense. So I'm glad the caller noted that, and we took a moment to describe it on this, tell you about it on this sad day, this sad anniversary. All right. Stuart and Garrison has some kudos for you, Todd. We better get that in here. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Stuart, what's on your mind?
I don't want to give Todd any bigger head than he has right now. But... Sorry, Todd.
That's all right.
No, I just wanted to say, I enjoy the program so much, but that riff, the different riffs that you have in between breaks and stuff, you got The Who, you've got John Mellencamp, you have Warren Zevon. It's fantastic. Cool riffs. You might want to add in a little Canned Heat.
Well, there you go.
Are you on the job, Todd?
On it.
All right.
No,
on
but
it.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, okay.
Going back to Scott, I had two things. One is when you talk about the registration with the Native Americans, my wife is an enrolled member of the three affiliated tribes, and the card is free. There's you just get it. They take a picture just like a driver's license, and it's free. No, I don't know anything about the Turtle Mountain. So,
that'd be one way to remove their argument. Just say, fine, you know.
Yeah,
we'll make it free.
Yeah, well, it is free at the three affiliated tribes.
Oh, it already is. Yeah.
But yes.
These folks at Turtle Mountain are using that as one of the reasons, and it looks like, I can't tell you. It says seven members of the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa, so they're not at the three affiliated tribes.
Yeah, well,
maybe one way to fix it down there.
It's
sure.
It's so easy to get an ID. But all I can speak of is up in Newtown. I mean, but I don't know about the other reservations. So
doesn't seem like a good excuse. Appreciate the call, Stuart.
Oh no, I have one more comment.
Lay it on.
I'm all for the president of NDSU getting a flying first class. But
yep.
Make it a one-way ticket.
Oh, Stuart. Yeah, you get the creative comment of the day. Appreciate that very much. Peter in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys, appreciate the show. Appreciate listening to you guys, what you do for our state every day. Just wanted to make a couple quick comments, you know, especially the gentleman that called a little bit ago saying, you know, Trump and Cruz are, you know, the only guys with a chance of turning things around here. And you know, I think, unfortunately, and I will first say I appreciate Trump running because he's got us talking a lot about a lot of things that we wouldn't talk about otherwise. But that man he's not a conservative. I don't even think he necessarily knows what he believes in a lot of things. Because, I mean, you could make a soundbite from a month ago, from 2 weeks ago to today, and you're going to have three different things that Donald Trump has said. And unfortunately, talking about Donald Trump equates to ratings, to TV, to conservative talk radio. So, you know, the bummer is you haven't had people whom I like and respect, like Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, really pointing out the fact that Trump is no conservative. I mean, he's got more in common with Hillary Clinton than he does Ted Cruz. And so, you know, I just want to caution people to think about what they're actually getting with Donald Trump. When you don't have views on something, it's very easy for others to help you form those views. And with Ted Cruz, we have somebody who we at least know that he knows what he believes.
There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. I mean, that's, I think, what appeals to me so much about the guy. Not only he knows what he believes, but how he can advocate for what he believes being the right way in such a forceful, you know, I mean, you can tell the guy's a top-notch, well-educated attorney. So he's done well. Peter, appreciate the call. We're up against the break. Got to run. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
I think sometimes we hear conferences, oh, I'm going to go to a conference, gives me a day out of work. But it's not just a day out of work. It's an opportunity for people really and truly to come out and get inspired and get motivated for safety. And that's the one goal is we want you to come to our conference. And 94 sessions, yes, there's all of that. But ultimately what happens when these people come to the conference, they get this renewed energy to not only work safer, but to live safer for 24/7. One unsafe decision, whether you're at work or at home, can really mean the difference between life and death. And this event, the 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference, it really and truly gives people the tools to increase their personal safety and their knowledge to empower others to live safely 24/7.
To learn more about the NDSC's annual Safety and Health Conference, scheduled for February 1st through the 4th at the Bismarck Event Center, go to ndsc.org.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
One, two, three, four.
Tell you about B-Mobile, North Dakota's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. That's right. Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. You know what Verizon, they like to say, because every moment matters, and that's what you'll love about B-Mobile. Local, family-owned company. They carry all the latest smartphones and tablets, keep you connected, personalized customer service, no big lines, no hassles. And, of course, once you get that phone, Verizon's where you're at. Home, lakes, and beyond. You find them in South Fargo, next to the Boulder, 2790 South University. Bismarck across from Lowe's. Where else did I tell you today? How about Jamestown across from the Buffalo Mall? We were talking about Valley City earlier, 635 Main Street. Find a location near you, bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. All right, last chance to hear from some listeners on the news of the day. Lots of calls coming in today. And, Todd, go ahead and roll.
I was reading the forum today. There's an article in there that made it interesting. Cruz is being chastised by Trump about the New York attitude. Mr. said that New York attitude, criminal mind, is a lot different from the rest of the country. And he's right. Forum had an article in there today about New York City City Council has decided that they're going to pass an ordinance approving that it's okay to urinate in public. So, yes, we are definitely different from New York.
Yeah, there's a little difference in New York. Going back to this whole back and forth with Cruz saying the New York values, is that what he said, I think, and Trump coming back? Okay, one more to roll here before we're going to go to our next guest on Freedom Friday.
The Republican establishment warming up to Trump is a bad thing. That means they believe they can wrap him around their finger like they have Paul Ryan. They know that that won't work with Ted Cruz.
Yeah, that's interesting. I thought the same thing when Trump was talking about how all these folks in the establishment were calling him. I also thought, though, another reason for it is that it's obvious he's going to win. So, you know, well, I shouldn't say that way. We don't know, but it's looking more and more like he's going to win. So they see it as, hey, he's going to win. It's obvious. We better go all in. And to your point, caller, you know, does that mean Trump is also coming their way? I don't know. Less likely of that. But and you're also right that it wouldn't be possible with Cruz. Iowa in a couple of days, and it's getting closer and closer. And, of course, New Hampshire after that, South Carolina, lots more. Fascinating, and we'll be here to find out what's on your mind. Watch it every step of the way. Love doing it. A lot of great calls today on a lot of different topics, so appreciate that very much. Fridays, we like to do something called Freedom Friday to celebrate freedom. Freedom is not free. Freedom does not come just because, you know, we're the United States of America. We get up and we're great and we're wonderful. So In addition to celebrating freedom and the Constitution and everything else, we have to celebrate the people that defend it, that put their lives on the line for it. And our next guest has been on before, but recently had an opportunity to be at the State of the Union address with Congressman Kevin Cramer. He's also writing a book, so I thought it was a good time to catch up with Clint Romachet, who is now a North Dakotan Medal of Honor winner for his heroic efforts in a fight in Afghanistan in service to this great country. Clint, thanks for joining us. Welcome back.
Hey, it's always good to be back. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, glad to have you. I hear you're writing a book, huh?
Well, I mean, for most people that know me know that I'm not actually doing it. I've got some help because those big four-syllable words kind of get tough to put on paper. But, yeah, we've been working on a book that will be coming out here in May, and it's been a great experience and a great way to capture and honor the service and sacrifice of all those great men that were around me that day.
I'm looking forward to reading it this spring. That'll be fantastic. What's the in addition to honoring those you've served with, what did you want to accomplish with the book? What story you want to tell?
You know, it's a story more about what our great servicemen and women do. When they raise that right hand to say, I'll go and serve, because we live in a time that's an all-volunteer force. We're not getting drafted like the Vietnam generation did. But as part of doing that and saying, I'm going to go do and serve, they give up those freedoms that they're also protecting. And they get put in positions and situations of less than desirable. But instead of sitting there just looking at it as a negative thing of, oh, well, this kind of sucks. It's that positive attitude of challenge accepted. Let's push through this. And, okay, we can't change what we've got right now because we've got to follow orders. And discipline is what runs a military. They accept it and really just look at that attitude of I'm going to do the best thing I can do with the ability I've got. And that's the message I think that so many Americans need here.
Yeah, do they ever. They really need to, I mean, to just get under the hood a little bit and understand the level of sacrifice that it takes to do what you and your fellow men and women of the United States Armed Forces do every day. I just don't feel like there's enough appreciation for it. It really, you know, we take so much for granted. And so books like this help wake folks up a little bit. I don't think our audience does. I think our audience has a great appreciation for you and other veterans and those that are serving currently, but I think a lot of America does, you know. And I know that's, you know, freedom to do what you're going to do is part of what you guys defend, but I'm glad you're writing the book, and I hope more and more people awaken the level of sacrifice that is there for us day in and day out. So tell us about the State of the Union address. You and I talked one time a while back after you had turned down an invite by the president to attend the State of the Union address, as I recall, not long after your Medal of Honor award. And obviously now it's the same president and another State of the Union address. What changed? Why did you decide to accept this invite from Congressman Cramer?
You know, when Michelle first invited me after receiving the medal, it was a timing thing that with the acceptance of that also meant that if I were to try and go to it the last night I was in D.C. after my ceremony, that I wouldn't be able to hang out with my family and friends. So I passed on that one when Michelle had invited me. And of course, it's the State of the Union is one of the rare things you see anywhere in the world, where you have your government and your political leaders all coming together, hopefully getting on the same page, syncing up and really showing not just America, but the world, that the state of what America is in and where it's going, the direction. And when Congressman Cramer, because I thought by passing on the first one, I'd never be invited again. But Congressman Cramer coming in to ask about being his guest this year was phenomenal to be able to actually sit there in person and get a second opportunity to just be part of it.
And Congressman Cramer tells us that you were a busy guy. A lot of folks wanted to have a conversation with you as well, so a good opportunity for you to, you know, interact with the members of Congress. What's your favorite conversation you had out of that?
One of the good conversations I had was one of the congressmen out of Texas, Congressman Thorntonberry, who's on the Armed Services Committee. One of the big pushes I've been trying to get is, you know, the military service or the Army in general has been still utilizing the same technologies and stuff in our individual weapon platforms since, you know, Vietnam. You know, we've spent millions of dollars on F-22 Raptors. I went through four different uniform changes, but yet we were still using the same M4 platform that my dad had used during Vietnam and having the same issues. And even though there was a carbine competition, there's, you know, innovation drives, competition drives innovation. And to see that competition get scrapped was kind of disheartening. Because for the soldier on the ground, it doesn't really matter how much we spend on an aircraft carrier, a F-22 Raptor. It matters that that personal firearm that he carries every day is his lifeline. And to see that competition kind of get scrapped because funding, bickering back and forth between the administration and the military, it just kind of fizzle out and die was really disturbing to see and hear and be part of. But to have the opportunity to sit there and talk to people of influence to say, hey, look, here's what the concern is on the ground. Why haven't we done anything about it? And get the conversation started again was great.
That's some good old fashioned lobbying right there, right? Right. With the benefit of a whole lot of knowledge from your time on the ground, do you think you opened some eyes there?
You know, you always hope so. You never know until, you know, the mission's accomplished, because we can sit here and talk all day about what we want to do, but it's really our actions that'll speak for us. And until we have action going on, you know, it's good to be able to have a voice, but we got to get motivated. We got to do something that actually makes a difference and change the way business is operated.
If you were able to talk to other members of the Army you served with, Marines, Navy, Air Force, you go, you know, just sort of take a little tour and do a, you know, a Clint to a poll of where folks are at. What would our men and women that are serving now that have served, what would they say about, you know, whether or not we have the right mission in mind here, doing you talked about equipment. I'm talking about rules of engagement. Of course we've largely pulled out of Iraq, have very few people in there, and now have ISIS reemerging. I mean, what do you and others think about what's happening right now?
You know, I do quite a bit of troop visits and stuff, and get to see a lot of the guys and girls on the ground. And they're just such great people on once again, you know, they don't get to pick and choose, where the direction of the politics are or what our foreign policy is. They get to execute it, and they do it for each other. And a lot of times it's not because of a political, motivation to accomplish a mission. And right now it is a little disheartening to see the lack of, across the aisle talk between the administration and the military. There's a definite disconnect there, and that trickles down, and it truly hurts, you know, from the loneliest private on the ground to the four-star generals that constantly seem to be getting relieved during this last 8 years. You know, you don't really see the chief of staff of the Army rotate through, or the commanding generals of Iraq and Afghanistan getting swapped out every 6 to 8 months. And that just kind of tells you the breakdown of what's going on the upper levels of our military administration. I've had a good couple conversations with guys that just got back from Kuwait on, you know, it doesn't matter how many bombs we drop over there to secure and hold ground. You've got to put boots on the ground.
Hold that thought, if you would, because I think, you know, that's the buzzword, boots on the ground, that everybody runs from. Why? We're going to talk more about that on Freedom Friday after the break.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Best of the best in soybean and wheat research meetings will be held at Allura Center in Grand Forks on Thursday, February the 4th, and at the Courtyard by Marriott Hotel in Moorhead on Friday, February the 5th. Both meetings will begin at 8:30 and will conclude at 3 p.m. These meetings will review recent research findings on issues that impact soybean and wheat production in the region. Topics include soybean cyst nematode management, soybean diseases, the soybean research recap, systems approach to wheat management, application of fertilizers, a crop marketing and weather outlook for the coming season. Hands-on demonstrations are planned and are a signature part of the program. Participants get a chance to interact with the presenters and see live plant material, including soybean roots with soybean cysts. A noon lunch will be provided at each venue. There is no participation fee, but advanced registration is encouraged.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey!
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday.
Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Visiting our top 10 towns all across the Northern Plains, Jamestown, one of those, and the folks from the Jamestown Chamber and Jamestown Stetson County Development Corporation sent us out there not long ago, broadcasting from the University of Jamestown. And thank our sponsors, UTC Aerospace Systems and Hugo's and Zimmerman's Furniture, as well as Grizzly's Bar and Grill. We're headed to Dickinson here coming up, and the big Bakken Oil Product and Service Show in Dickinson, April 13th and 14th. Needs to be on your calendar. Donwell Solutions Group sponsors that. Find out more about that show at BakkenOilShow.com/Dickinson. Okay? And also brought to you in part today by Polar Service Center. And don't forget Tank Wash in Killdeer or Billings. And truck repair, bumper to bumper, now in their Williston location, which is, of course, on Bassett Lane. It actually is right by the Peterbilt and Ramada and the Love's Truck Stop there off Highway 2 west of Williston, east of Williston, rather. So can't miss that. And you can call them for an appointment at the Williston Shop at 701-251-4586. They have some job openings and some great pay, great benefits, good company, Polar Service Center. Call Terry at 507-696-1164. That's a cell phone. Say, hey, Scott, tell me you're a good employer and I got a good job waiting. 507-696-1164. Looking for technicians always. Looking for parts specialists. Lots of different positions. 507-696-1164. And, of course, if you need a part, PolarServiceCenter.com. Anything they deliver throughout the Bakken. Also doing the repair, again, bumper to bumper. Now in Williston, too. So they're expanding. Kildare, Williston, Billings, Montana. Hey, we're chatting with a Medal of Honor winner. Clint Romache with us today on the program. United States Army Staff Sergeant received the Medal of Honor for actions during a battle in 2009 in the war in Afghanistan. He's joined us before to talk about that. He's writing a book about it now. He just returned from Washington, D.C., and the medal and the State of the Union address, where he was the guest of Congressman Kevin Cramer. So we were talking before the break about how boots on the ground are necessary to be successful in a mission. Yet politicians, and this president many times, has celebrated that boots on the ground were taken out of places. As an example, you're telling me the guys you talk to, the guys that are in harm's way in that conflict, that would be the boots on the ground, want boots on the ground. Why?
Well, it's the idea we would much rather be over there fighting Islam and the extremists that come out of that than fighting it here in our country. It's this idea that, people think that the mission in Iraq and Afghanistan were kind of a failure, and the U.S. is not really a great nation on rebuilding countries. But if you look at our past, what we did in Germany, what we did in Japan, what we're still doing in South Korea, we are a great nation of rebuilding and helping other countries, but it takes time. It takes a solid long-term plan and commitment for it.
Do you believe ISIS would not be as strong as it is today if we had a better stomach for saying, look, it's a war on terror. We're going to have to go where we're going to have to go, and we're going to have to commit the troops? I mean, would we not be? I mean, is ISIS a product of our weakness?
There's going to be an obvious power vacuum coming in with the troops getting removed out of Iraq, whether it was going to be Iran stepping in, whether it was going to be another organization with either the Taliban getting, reinnovated and ready to take that role. Someone was going to do it. And unfortunately, when the good steps away, the evil and darkness can swoop in and cover the territory again. I absolutely believe that, yeah, if we would actually had a real commitment for the long haul there, you wouldn't see ISIS. You probably wouldn't even know what that acronym existed today if we would have left boots on the ground before pulling out.
Reminds me of Reagan, peace through strength. If your enemy knows you have an aversion to putting boots on the ground, they're going to take advantage of you, right?
Oh, exactly. And Reagan was one of the greatest leaders we've had in this country. And he talked about peace during his first inauguration. It's something we will negotiate for. It's something we will fight for. But peace is something we're not going to surrender for. There's no way to have peace but through surrender. And it comes through strength.
Anything else you want to tell our listeners, Clint?
It's always a great honor to be on your show and to let so many great Americans, but especially up there in the North Country. We might be small in voice, but huge in heart. And we just got to remember that this is our country. This is a government that was founded on the power of being with we the people and not them the government. And we need to tell our kids and keep raising them with these values of that and following the rights of the Constitution and never forget the sacrifices of those before us that gave us this freedom.
So very true. Well, thank you so much for sharing a little bit of the story of being a part of history at that State of the Union address, but also updating us on how things are going for you. Nice hearing from you, and appreciate your insight and analysis always. Thanks a bunch.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Clint Romache, Medal of Honor winner, serves on the Veterans Advisory Board with Congressman Kevin Cramer, and was Kevin's guest at the State of the Union address, and really fascinating for sure. Hey, that's Freedom Friday for a wrap for the day. Out of time. We'll do it again all over next week. Looking forward to it. Big week as the countdown to Iowa continues. By the way, if you haven't had a chance to call and get yourself signed up for the Minnesota Wild trip down there to see some great hockey. That's about a month away now. And last chance to get yourself signed up here in the coming days. So call Marie at 855-200-1776, extension 3, if you want to hop on that bus Sunday, February 28th, 2 o'clock game, the Wild and the Panthers, Xcel Energy Center. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-0746. That's 1-800-680-0746. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-0746. That's 1-800-680-0746.